welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike. Doing well.
We've made it to the fall. The air has begun to change. The leaves are changing color. You're doing okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Doing fine.
You've chosen a poem this week that sort of takes us back for those listeners who were practicing 20 years or so ago. You'll remember the controversy around the Women's Health Initiative. By way of background, most women have menopause sometime between the ages of 45 and 55. The average age is 51. During that menopause transition and post-menopause, many women experience moderate to severe hot flashes, which are bothersome. Systemic estrogen has been shown to be the most effective treatment available for those hot flashes. Postmenopausal women can experience also vulvovaginal symptoms, including painful intercourse that's also relieved by a local administration of estrogen. This study that I was alluding to, called the Women's Health Initiative, looked at about 27,000 postmenopausal women with a mean age of 63. They were prescribed often postmenopausal hormone therapy. The data from that study, the WHI, which involved a set of two hormone therapy trials, showed that there were a number of adverse outcomes, including a risk of coronary artery disease, of stroke, of thromboembolism, and of breast cancer. As a result of that, the practice changed almost overnight. I remember as a journalist covering that story, and it was a huge story at the time. What you found, a poem that was published in JAMA this year, it now looks back at that data 20 years later and says, you know, what do we know as we followed some of these women forward? It was published in JAMA. It starts, for those of you that want to follow along, on page 369. It attempts to answer the question, does hormone replacement therapy increase the risk of breast cancer incidence and mortality in postmenopausal women? Mark, sort of a nice chance to revisit that data. What did they find?
Yeah, I remember when that, you know, like you, I remember when that study came out and I was in clinic that day. And I just remember my colleagues kind of giving me a what the hell, you know, because it had been such a solidly accepted practice. We'd all been taught that it was something we should counsel women about around the time of menopause. And to have that just kind of blown up overnight, it's sort of a classic example of decision-making based on intermediate outcomes and based on observational studies, which were well-meaning, but ultimately wrong and biased, unintentionally biased. And, you know, when the randomized trial came out, it was like, oh, I guess that doesn't work. Kind of like vitamin E, you know, lots of other examples. So yeah, this is a 20-year follow-up of the WHI, and it was, as you said, a randomized trial of hormone replacement therapy versus placebo in postmenopausal women age 50 to 79. They used conjugated equine estrogens, Premarin, plus progesterone for women with an intact uterus, and estrogen alone to women with a previous hysterectomy. The original trial stopped after just over 7 years because of an increased risk of stroke and other adverse outcomes in the treatment groups. After the original trial was stopped, less than 4% of the women continued to use hormone replacement therapy. So they previously reported an 18-year follow-up, which showed no significant difference in all-cause mortality, cardiovascular mortality, or cancer mortality in women in both groups who took either estrogen plus progesterone or estrogen alone if they'd had a hysterectomy. This current study is a little bit longer follow-up and focuses on breast cancer incidence and mortality. So they got their data from surveillance of the National Death Index and cancer registries, plus they got reports from next of kin and clinicians caring for patients. Information was made available for about 98% of the original 27,000 plus participants. So very thorough follow-up. Compared to placebo, estrogen alone in women who'd had a hysterectomy was associated with a significantly lower breast cancer incidence. The hazard ratio was 0.78. The number needed to treat was 71 over a 20-year period. And that's my calculation, you know, assuming that this is a kind of a linear, consistent effect. Breast cancer mortality was also reduced. Number needed to treat was 300 over 20 years. And estrogen plus progesterone in women with an intact uterus was associated with a statistically significantly higher breast cancer incidence. The hazard ratio was 1.28. The number needed to harm was 56 over 20 years. There was no significant difference in breast cancer mortality. So for every 56 women who took hormone replacement instead of 20 years who had an intact uterus, you had one additional breast cancer over a 20-year period. So bottom line, this 20-year follow-up from the WHI found significantly lower breast cancer incidence and mortality in postmenopausal women who took estrogen alone who'd had a previous hysterectomy. But among women who took estrogen plus progesterone with an intact uterus, there was a significantly increased incidence of breast cancer compared to placebo and no difference in mortality.
Very interesting. Thanks, Mark. It is sort of cool that they're able to follow this cohort over time. Unfortunately, it does leave a lot of us in a quandary still in terms of how to treat women with postmenopausal symptoms, but this adds some additional information. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. We'll talk again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.